This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. You can find me online, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook or at Ryan Recker on Twitter. Go vote in that YouTube poll. But whenever I get to fill in, I really much enjoy this segment. It's with Wiggins.
Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins.
Yeah, so the DNC, the Democrat National Convention, will be in a couple weeks. And the speculation was, oh, we're going to have an open primary. You know, then this is the headline news of the day. That the Rules Committee for the Democratic National Convention will meet Wednesday, as in today, to formalize the nomination process for the presidential nominee, which is going to be Kamala Harris. That's my editorial add to this. The article doesn't say that. All of this comes less than a month from the start of the DNC in Chicago. And as we were speculating, it does look like they're not going to have any floor votes or anything. By the time we actually see the presentation, it will all be done because 2 weeks from today is August 7th. They're going to have the roll call vote done by then. So we will have an official DNC or a Democrat nominee sometime probably before August 7th. So there's your headline.
That's because of the deadline in Ohio?
Yeah, it has to do with making sure she gets on the ballot in Ohio mainly, because it was barely going to miss the deadline. So it's that stuff. But they had talked about delaying it anyway. I think Ohio is going to play ball with them, but whatever. So it's going to be in Chicago in less than a month. It's going to be headline news, just like we just did the RNC all week last week. We'll be covering the DNC that week. And I wanted to dig in, Ryan Recker, into a few stories that may actually be running parallel to whatever's happening on the stage. You ready for these?
Sure. Here's I have one parallel before you start, if you don't mind. You know, the Democrats will show up to Chicago and they'll say, oh, those anti-Israel protesters unleashed maggots and crickets in the hotels here, too. And they'll say, oh, no, that's just what happens in Chicago.
Those are just Chicago.
That's the only
crickets
parallel
and maggots
right now. Yeah. No, that's. That's yeah. Just Chicago. Yeah, it probably wasn't protesters.
We just left a roast chicken in the trash can too long. So we got maggots, you know? That's just what happens. Actually, that is not one of the stories, surprisingly. And it has nothing to do, because the protesters, the anti-Israel protesters, could very much be a part of this, but that's not one of my stories, so I'm glad you brought that one up. How about this one?
Okay.
Ahead, and this is from the Chicago Sun-Times, so I'm doing a lot of local news here. Ahead of the DNC, Brandon Johnson is putting homeless people back on the street to make room for different homeless people.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so I don't understand. So the homeless that are there are privileged, so they need to get a privilege check?
So I'll read it to you, and then I'll explain if it doesn't come across. Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration is putting unhoused people, I like that they're being politically correct, unhoused people back on the streets to make room for relocated tent encampment occupants who are being moved before the Democrat National Convention next month. So if you can read between the lines here, what's happening is anybody who is homeless near where the DNC is going to be, they're getting moved. Well, to do that, they have to kick other homeless people out of homeless shelters to put the new homeless people in them.
He's like a 14-year-old cleaning his room. Stuff everything in the closet and close the door.
Yes.
Well, they're going to have to. You're smart. Hey, homeless people, if you're smart, go from the shelter and just set up camp by the DNC, because they'll put you right back in that shelter. You just have to relocate yourself.
Exactly.
And then relocate you in a shelter.
Yeah. More than a half dozen people told the Chicago Sun-Times that they were thrown out or fear they're about to be ejected from a shelter in a former hotel off the Magnificent Mile as city officials begin to clear a highly visible tent city abutting the Dan Ryan Expressway. So there you go. There's your first one. If you're curious as to how the city's going to handle the DNC, it really reminds you of when Governor Gavin Newsom of Chicago cleaned up California ahead of the president or the dictator of China showing up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Oh, that's exactly what it is. The dictator of the DNC is coming to town. You got to clean things up.
That's right, because she was not selected. She was selected. She wasn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Elected. All right, the next one.
Yeah,
based on that. Just another problem that may be cropping up here in the next couple weeks. This is from the Chicago Tribune. Chicago leaders brace for as many as 25,000 new migrants ahead of the DNC. We just need to be prepared, is what the headline says. Chicago is bracing for as many as 25,000 illegal immigrants. I said illegal immigrants. The article says migrants. So, sorry about that. To arrive by bus ahead of the Democrat National Convention by August 19th, the high-end estimate from Deputy Mayor of Immigration Beatrice Ponce de Leon came as Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration defended its policy of evicting migrants who stay in city shelters longer than 60 days. The reason that this is happening, do you know why this is happening? 25,000 new illegal immigrants might be showing up in Chicago, Ryan Recker?
Well, is it to have maybe Texas is saying, you know what, we got another busload or two coming your way. Is it perhaps something that's relocated them because of that?
Yeah, here's the quote from Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. Quote, those buses will continue to roll until we finally secure our border.
That's right.
I love it.
He is sending he's sending a portion of the new illegal immigrants who come across the border right now to Chicago just to make sure that the Democrats know what they're causing. I mean, this is a tiny portion of the people coming across the border that are going to be in Chicago, and it's going to create mass problems for Chicago.
This is, I think the people of Chicago hate this. But you know what I noticed, too? This is kind of interesting. It seems, I don't know how prepared Chicago is for this. So one of the local stories here in Detroit was that the Michigan State Police were asked to help with crowd control for the Republican National Convention in Wisconsin. So they were in Milwaukee, and normally they put a request out, hey, we need some extra people. Can you mind sending a few? And then, you know, all these different states respond and they decide to do it. They noted that Chicago didn't ask for help. So if that's the case, if they're going to handle it themselves, they may be way understaffed, actually probably more understaffed than a field in Pennsylvania where the former president was, very much understaffed when it came to the Secret Service protection that should have been afforded to him to begin with. So I think the DNC is going to have some major issues if they're talking about tens of thousands of extra people coming for this.
This is a solid strategy. It's not as if this is new. They're just saying, why don't we go send them to Chicago for now instead of to other places? Because, as we've noted, that Kamala Harris was made the border czar by the Obama administration. And if you're on the left and you hear me say that and you say, No. She was not made the border czar. Well, then you haven't been paying attention to what's come out this morning, that multiple outlets, when that happened, reported that she was the border czar, quote unquote. Axios said it among other outlets. And now they're trying to say, the same outlet is now trying to say, well, border czar isn't the term that they use. Well, it's the term you used. So
I think she prefers minister of the border.
Sure, whatever it is. But I think they've got to do this because they have to make sure that this issue, because it just kind of keeps being swept under the rug. Like, even when we talk about this issue, it's no smaller deal today than it was last week or the last time it was a headline news story. It is still a huge news story. It's still happening, and nothing's being done about it. So it's hard to continue to report, well, things are still bad, because that would be the report.
Well, listen, if things were so bad, I think I would hear about it on the news more.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, sorry that the president almost being shot took precedent for a little while, or the Democrat nominee for president, who is currently the president, dropped out of the race, and it's not making news for a little while.
So how much effort did she put into the border before she became the nominee, and how much effort will she put in after, and is it equal?
Yeah. Yeah, if you think
probably equal.
That's another thing. And speaking of all the homeless issues and all of these things, you know, we mentioned it yesterday, Ryan Recker. I think it was Brad Young filling in yesterday. We talked about the homeless issue. It's worse in every city, and not just downtowns of cities. We're talking about suburbs. You know, it is now in areas. The homeless problem has gotten so bad in areas where it never was before. And my question to you is, if you're a voter, do you think that that problem is going to get better under 4 years of Vice President Kamala Harris? Or do you think that problem is just going to get worse? I don't know what Trump's going to be able to do about it. He's going to do something, but she's going to make it worse. Where the problems you're experiencing now, double them in 4 years.
Yeah.
I heard there was a new strategy at the southern border, and this is just a rumor. You know, sometimes I see these on social media, and I don't know if they're true. They were going to set up speakers and then play her cackle on a loop to discourage people from crossing the line. Do you think that'll work?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. I haven't seen that one. Before we get to the top,
I might have just made that up.
I'm like, we'll see. Like that sound that they're supposed to play that's called the brown noise that people have said, I don't know if that's actually real. The military has something called the brown noise, and people are like, no, they don't.
I think South Park did that. <that's it>.
Exactly. Exactly. Last one before we get to the top here, regarding the DNC in Chicago. Now, this one was a couple weeks ago, but I thought, since we're here, might as well bring it up. This is from Fox News. Dem mayor, as in Brandon Johnson, blasted for ridiculously blaming deceased GOP president for deadly July 4th weekend gun violence. Have you seen this?
Maybe.
The op-ed that was written by the New York Post about this is in regards to, so 100 people were injured and 19 people were killed by getting shot Chicago over July 4th weekend. It's big enough. Now, that stuff happens all the time, but that was a high number.
Yeah.
And so Brandon Johnson, the mayor, had to address it. And so in addressing it, he blamed Richard Nixon.
Why? Why do people put up with this nonsense? Like, he's lying to you, to your face, and he thinks you're stupid. I'm going to just say Richard Nixon, that Republican, it's his fault. And
why?
That'll be good enough.
The logic? Why do you say that?
Okay, so in his logic, he says, well, this started because the civil rights movement wasn't allowed to proceed in the right way because of Richard Nixon.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
So,
I wouldn't say that at all. Actually, that is not historically accurate at all.
Well, hey, you're preaching the choir here.
Ryan's running through his...
Wait a minute. That doesn't even make any sense, though. Yeah, Richard Nixon, the op-ed says, Richard Nixon didn't shoot 109 and kill 19 in Chicago. Brandon Johnson says this op-ed in the New York Post, which I thought really summed it up well. And there you go. That's what you're going to experience. Maybe just a little taste of it during the DNC. Why they picked Chicago, I have no idea, but they did.
Celebratory gunfire after they nominate Kamala Harris officially. Perhaps the reason why they can do that and get away with it. Got another couple hours of the Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker. Fill in and don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.